This is Taking On Sports, where you'll find the best takes on all of the sports stories that need to be taken on. Like today, I'm riding solo as I take on fans seemingly increasing access to athletes. Have we reached a breaking point? And is there anything we can and should do about it? Alrighty, it's just me today. We've reached a bit of a slow point in the world of sports. Baseball hasn't started yet. Of course, football's over. The NBA hasn't reached the playoffs yet, so people don't really care about it. Hockey, people really only seem to care about the playoffs as it is. The NCAA tournament's coming up soon. We'll talk more about that in the podcast later on. But one thing I noticed this week when just paying attention to the world of sports was a lot of fan involvement stuff. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. There were three things that happened this week that I kind of should shed some light on. There's one major thing that I'm sure everybody saw. That was the Kyle Filipowski injury, if that's what you want to call it, during the Wake Forest court storming against Duke. Then there's a Justin Fields story and a Kevin Durant story as well. And do we just have too much involvement in athletes' lives as fans? I mean, even what I'm doing right now, I have a degree in broadcasting, but overall, I'm just a fan. I mean, I work in radio, but I'm just a fan of sports. And yet I can sit here and do this, and you guys listen to me talk about sports. And there are people who talk to fans, and we can get very, very close to athletes as fans. And we have more access to fans in the 21st century than anybody did, you know, 50, 60 years ago. So let's start with the one that wasn't a personal interaction. Let's start talking about Justin Fields. It was a story this week that Justin Fields unfollowed the Bears on Instagram. That's where we're at in the no football world, where we have a player unfollowing his team on Instagram. Why is this a story? We all know Justin Fields is done as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. We all know they're going to take a quarterback in the first round of the draft. So Justin Fields is going to get traded. And he went on the St. Brown's podcast, both Amon-Ra and Echeminius, the two brothers in the NFL, and they asked him about this situation. And Justin Fields said that he was going on vacation and he didn't want football stuff popping up in his timeline, and there's no mute button on Instagram. So he had to unfollow. He unfollowed the NFL and he unfollowed the Chicago Bears. You can choose whether or not to believe this. I really don't care whether or not. I don't know if I believe that's why he did it. And again, but I don't really care that he unfollowed the team. If you're on a team and you're not following that team, I personally don't care. Unfollowing, it doesn't matter. It's social media. I follow and unfollow people all the time. There's people in my family who I'm not friends with on Facebook or don't follow on Twitter or Instagram because I want a certain style of post on my timeline that I want to see. If I want news or if I want certain opinions, I'll go find it. I don't need to go be looking at what the Bears are tweeting or what people are talking about with the Bears if I'm Justin Fields. I don't need people talking about my job security, especially just random fans who post on social media. Heck, I'm not going to be sitting here talking about his job security because, again, I think we all know what the answer is. You can decide whether that's good or bad. I hope Justin Fields has a long career. It's just business that he's not going to be back with the Bears. But why is this a story? Why are people pointing this out? The thing is, it's not like anybody got a notification that he unfollowed the Bears. Someone had to go find that. Someone had to go digging around through Justin Fields, who he follows, and had to go find that the Bears weren't in there and that they knew that the Bears were in there before. You're too close to athletes if you're looking for this type of thing. Who gives a damn? If you see an athlete who completely wipes their social media of a team, like sometimes there's athletes who have, you know, pictures with them in their jersey and the logos all over the place, and then they take it away. I mean, it's noticeable, but even there, who cares? I don't understand. We talk about this. This comes up, what, once a month or so? Maybe once every 2 months? There's somebody who unfollows their team on social media that we have to hear about. And I don't really get what we as fans are doing in pointing this stuff up, because that's just pointing it out. It's just gaining traction on Instagram and Twitter from people who want to make headlines. We didn't have this type of access before, and I don't think it's a good thing. Leave these guys alone. Leave Justin Fields alone. He doesn't need people talking about him, posting at him. If you want to talk about him with your friends, and if he is insecure enough to just look for his mentions, you know, where you can just look up your name and it'll pull up that type of stuff, that's his fault. That's him being insecure. But don't tag athletes and things that you're talking about literally just because you want to get a reaction. Don't go hunting through their follows and who they unfollow. It doesn't matter. If an athlete likes your stuff and you want to point that out, go for it. Go for that type of thing. I think that's great. That's an interaction that's positive for everybody. But this Justin Fields story is stupid. Absolutely nuts that this was on all of the major networks. And everybody's talking about it because we're so desperate for football content. So desperate to talk about the draft because the Bears haven't just come out and said what they're going to do. Even though everybody in the world knows what the right decision is. And knows what they're going to do. But we've got to create drama where there isn't any. And Justin Fields is going to have a long career. The Bears have nothing against Justin Fields, and Fields is going to have nothing against the Bears. I mentioned leave athletes alone. And that gets me to my second thing. Don't say things to athletes. Don't. If you're not going to be able to back something up, you can ask an athlete for an autograph. You can ask an athlete, you know, for a picture. You can tell them, you know, you can cheer for them. Heck, you can jeer at them if you want. But back it up. And recently there was a video came out where Kevin Durant heard a fan call him a bitch. And so he turned around and went to talk to those fans. I believe they were Mavericks fans. And they tried to act all cool with him. Tried to shake his hand. Tried to high five him. Tried to laugh it off. We have way too much access to these fans. Jeering players is part of being a fan. It's not a part that I particularly enjoy, but I understand it's part of being a fan is heckling, right? That's not heckling. Calling a player who's coming out to warm up a bitch isn't fun for anybody. I understand being a public figure means that you have some people are going to have access to you. But this is just, it's gross behavior by entitled people who think that they're all that because they're sitting up close to the floor or got tickets through their work, which is probably the more likely scenario, that has them up closer to the floor. And they feel entitled because of that, and they say things because we forget that athletes are real people. The fact that Kevin Durant didn't come out absolutely screaming at these people, Kevin Durant, who we all know is relatively insecure. He's the guy with the burner accounts on social media, right? We know he's insecure, and we know he cares what people think about him. So the fact that he showed any restraint to these people, these ridiculous people, I think is really impressive. And it just shines a light that we have too much access to these fans, or too much access to these athletes, I mean. We shouldn't be able to call a player a name and just, hey, I'm a paying customer, I'm hanging out. Where's the respect that people deserve as a fan? You paid your money to sit there, and you deserve to heckle players and jeer players and root against players who aren't for your team. I'm fine with that. but personal attacks go too far. And we have access to these players that, albeit makes the game maybe more entertaining because you can get up closer to the action, but it's creating problems when the bad apples of the group create problems. I've got no problem really with courtside seats. I think it can be a bit of a safety issue at times. But I've got really no problem with like courtside seats because 99% of people with courtside seats don't get kicked out. 99% of people watch the game. 99% of people just like that they're going to be on TV, that they're going to be that close. And they may say something to players. They may heckle them. And you've seen that happen. And players might even react to it. And sometimes it's players being insecure. But to throw a personal attack at Kevin Durant and then try to act like nothing happened is weak. It's awful. And it just goes to show that people don't respect athletes because we see them as something larger than life. We see them as fantasy football players, fantasy basketball players, you know, people on our team. We see them as, you know, people we gamble on, things we gamble on. We don't see them as people who are just doing their jobs. I work as a somewhat of a public figure. I work in radio. I broadcast games where I'm, especially, you know, because I broadcast high school basketball, I broadcast games in the middle of fans. I wouldn't want anybody hurling some personal attack at me just because I'm in somewhat of the public eye. That's not fair. It's not something I should really have to deal with. If people want to come up and talk to me and tell me they don't like the way that I do something or that they like the way that I do something, they're more than welcome to come do that. That's fine. And I welcome those people who come and talk to me about those things. But if somebody hurled, you know, if somebody yelled that they hate me, and then I turned around to go look at them and they tried to point that it was somebody else, that's a problem. And then lastly, when it comes to access to athletes, you have to look at the court storming at Wake Forest where Kyle Filipowski got hurt. I've never been a fan of court storms. I've always felt like, one, they happen too often because any school that beats just a big name school, it seems to happen now that there's a court storming. If anybody beats Alabama, people are storming the field. Texas A&M beats Alabama, people are storming the field. Michigan beats Ohio State, people are storming the field. I understood the first one where they won for the first time in 10 years or whatever. Okay. But this past year? Why? Michigan was the best team in the country. Why are you storming the field? Makes no sense. Have some respect for yourself at that point. Storming the court, storming the field is supposed to be for something because something amazing happened that you didn't expect would happen. Michigan was favored over Ohio State. It's not anything great, anything amazing that they beat Ohio State. Not something where you storm the field. At least that's just the way I look at it. For schools who do it or people who do it, okay. I guess good for you, but just not my thing. So they've always been dangerous things. And every coach has known that they're dangerous. Every fan, every player knows they're dangerous. We've seen situations where coaches have either made announcements asking fans to wait for the team that's about to be upset to leave the floor. Or we've seen where I believe it was Coach Calipari at Kentucky sent his bench to the locker room. He got his players off the floor. Everybody except the players who were on the court already, he sent them out because court stormings are dangerous. It's a ton of people sprinting at the court for what reason? It's a celebration move that I don't understand. You're celebrating with the players at your school, I guess, your classmates who just did something great, I guess. But we're all major sports fans. We're all pro sports fans, and we don't pro sports. There's no court stormings or field stormings. Anytime I see, you know, old video where you know, you actually see it in baseball a decent amount in like the 70s and 60s, where there would be fans who would storm the field after a World Series win or something like that. It's ridiculous looking. You look at it now like it's dumb, but we see it in college all the time. And in football, I'm more okay with it because that's a long way to go for fans. They've got to get through, not only they got to get over the wall and get down onto the field, but then they also have, you know, sometimes it's only a few yards, but a few yards you at least have to get through the sidelines or the end zones to get to where any of the players are. Basketball, there's nothing stopping those Wake Forest fans from being on the floor. There's a small bit of sideline, and it's the stands. That's it. And Kyle Filipowski paid the price. And people are going to be less sympathetic because it's Duke and people hate Duke for whatever reason. And so people aren't going to feel bad for Kyle Filipowski or for Duke because of just who they are. But this is something that has been avoidable forever. Something we could have seen coming. How is there not an etiquette to court storming? If we're going to keep it, which I'm fine with, just because I personally don't like it doesn't mean I want to outlaw it. I just don't really agree with the practice, but I understand why it happens, and it's fine that it does. I'm not that anti-court storming. How is there not an etiquette that's kind of been put together that you wait for the other team to leave the floor? That you make sure that the other team is out of the way? And how, if you're a school, you understand when court storming is going to happen? Everybody can tell when it's going to happen. You can kind of feel it. I was listening to ESPN radio this morning, and somebody who is at the game said you could see when they took a timeout with under a minute left that the Deacon fans, the Deacon students, were all pushing up towards the front. You could see it. You knew in the stadium or in the gym that there was going to be a court storming. And heck, people watching at home know when there's going to be a court storming. You can kind of tell. Not all the time, but I think you'd shoot at least 80%. I think I'm being conservative. Of when you know there's going to be a court storming. How do schools not have something in place to protect players? How do you not have a wall, a rope, something to make it difficult for students to get on the floor? Because you're not asking them to not storm the court, right? I know there's a fine for court storming. I think everybody but the ACC has a fine, actually. So in this situation, I don't think there is. I think it's everybody but the ACC has a fine for it that the schools just happily pay. I know there's a fine, but there's nothing else to deter court storming, where people might get hurt, a real safety issue? Nothing? That doesn't make sense to me. That you're just giving these college kids, historically not the most responsible group of people in the world, straight up access to these athletes who now, especially now with NIL, and especially someone like Kyle Filipowski, are worth a pretty good amount of money to these schools, especially a Duke basketball player. That's worth a lot. There's a lot going on in this situation besides just the fact that it's another human being. And we shouldn't be hurting other human beings just because we're excited that something happened. It's not a Black Friday sale where you see a bunch of people running. We're all happy to, you know, call those people lunatics who destroy a Target to get a good deal. But a court storming because a basketball team won a basketball game? Albeit one that they shouldn't have won, and albeit sports has a level of excitement to it. We're going to not have anything in place to protect the athletes who are going to have less than 1,000. We're going to have a couple hundred fans just sprinting at them in pure excitement. We've got to get this fixed. There have been major injuries. It's not to someone like Kyle Filipowski, but there have been major injuries. Fans have gotten hurt court storming. It's happened. We've seen it in all of these mob scenes. Heck, even just teams celebrating. You know, if you're a baseball fan, you remember Kendrys Morales snapping his leg, jumping around, celebrating a walk-off home run. So now you have this mass of people all trying to go one direction, and then Kyle Filipowski trying to go the other. You're asking for a car accident, or in this case, people getting hurt. I'm surprised it's taken this long for somebody who's a real name to get hurt. And that's what it finally takes to shed light on something like this, is Kyle Filipowski getting hurt. So what can you do? I'm a fan of announcements. If you even think a court storming is going to happen, and in this situation, I know the game wasn't entirely over, right? There was about a second left. Duke was down 4 with the ball. Like, it's essentially over, but it's not over. So Duke couldn't just run away, right? They couldn't just understand it was going to happen and stay off the floor. So they had to play the game. If you are Wake Forest, make an announcement. Again, you could see in the gym that fans were going to push up. There's somebody who knows. There was a timeout taken. People understand the situation. Make an announcement that, hey, we understand what is going to happen. And just ask that they be respectful of the Duke players who are trying to get off the floor. And I understand you're setting yourself up to be a bad social media clip, that if you say, hey, if there's a court storming, make sure they get off the floor, and then Duke somehow comes back and wins the game. Like, I understand you're just asking for ridicule on social media, but that's worth it. It's absolutely worth it to point out to those Wake Forest students, make sure Duke's off the floor, and then celebrate. It's a simple thing to ask for basic human decency, to not hurt other human beings. You wouldn't think you'd have to ask, but we've all seen these mob scenes. It's tough for people to get through them. So just make an announcement. I'm not asking to ban court stormings. If they do, am I heartbroken? Absolutely not. But I'm not asking to ban them. I understand the appeal. But there should always be respect to let the other team get off the floor. Because a court storming is not supposed to be something that in this situation would be anti-Duke. It's just pro-Wake Forest. So you should be able to wait a second or two to let them just get to the sideline. Get them behind the security guards and then storm the court. It's a second or two. It's going to be okay. And if you're a school, put a wall up. Put a net up. Every school has those little elastic fence posts, you know, the posts that every airport in the world has, anywhere you're waiting in line has. Every school has those too. Put those up. Believe it or not, just that little deterrence is going to slow people down. Because at the end of the day, most people are respectful people. So if you have that up with somebody manning it who will then take it down when it's safe, most people will wait. Most. There will be situations that they don't. But either way, it'll slow them down. It feels to me like there are simple solutions here in basketball. Now, what I would really prefer is that we understand that when it comes to court stormings, that's what I would love, is that if you are a quality school, you should never storm the court. It shouldn't happen. Like, if you're, I live in Michigan. If you're Michigan or Michigan State, I don't care who you beat, you should never storm the court. Ever. It shouldn't happen. You're too good for that. Now, I went to Central Michigan University. If CMU, knocks off Michigan State at home, and Michigan State is like a top 10 team, go ahead. You can storm the court. If Michigan State is number 18 in the country, no. Don't storm the court. Celebrate. Again, you are all, anybody listening to this and anybody who's like, well, it's a way to celebrate. You've all celebrated your pro sports team winning without storming the floor. And you don't feel any less because of it. You don't feel like you've celebrated any less because you weren't on the floor. We've all done it. The appeal of a court storming isn't there for me. Yet again, I find it a little bit to be like fans thinking they have access they don't to these people. Unless you truly are friends with the athletes, they're not your friends. I understand that you adore them. I adore the players that are on my favorite teams. They're not my friend. They appreciate the fans, but me in particular, specifically? No, not really. Heck, I would, you know, most players are there because they're really good at it. They like the game, and it, in pro sports, pays good money, pays really good money. You know, I could sit here and talk about Anthony Rendon. Any baseball fan out there saw Anthony Rendon's comments where he just called baseball a job? And everybody went berserk about it, and I went, what's the problem? He said that he cares about his family, and he cares about his faith, and that baseball is just a job. And I don't understand why we need more of that. What more than that from him? I don't get it. I don't understand. That seems like it's enough for me. So sometimes I give it work. I really like my job, but it's all I give it work when sometimes it's just, hey, I'm doing my job. And that's okay. Most of you, you're just doing your job. Why are athletes any different? They're doing a job. You don't have access to these people. You can't do that. The same way that people get mad when you treat a waiter like shit, same thing. You can't just treat somebody because you feel entitled, some sense of entitlement over them. You can't treat someone like crap. And fans are starting to become problems because of the access we have to athletes. Court stormings. The lack of respect in a court storming. Celebrate with your team. Don't push down the Duke player. Don't bump into the Duke player. It might be an accident. But have some awareness then. Have some awareness on what's around you. He's a giant human being. Kyle Filipowski's damn near 7 feet tall. You saw him. You saw him there. You did. Have the respect. You didn't, you know, it's not like somebody fell and, you know, you sometimes see the tragic stories of just a regular human being falling in a big group and getting stepped on. That's a tragic story. Kyle Filipowski is 7 feet tall wearing a bright blue jersey. He was seen. The respect just wasn't there because of some entitled feeling to athletes. Someone called Kevin Durant. Someone yelled at him. Because there's no respect for athletes. Kevin Durant, again, Durant's 7 feet tall. He was wearing a bright purple uniform. You saw him there. And for some reason, you decided that the guy who works out for a living, the 7 foot guy who works out for a living, you were going to call him a name. And Justin Fields, we're going through who he's following on Instagram. Really? I love being a sports fan. But I love sports. I love the game. I think college football is awesome because of the atmospheres, because of the games, because of how much the games mean, because of the fanfare. Fans are a part of why I love sports. But that's fans as a group. Fans as individuals are oftentimes, if you're pointing out a fan as an individual, it's oftentimes a problem. Much like how we point out, if you notice an umpire in a game or an official in a game or a referee, whatever it is, it's usually a problem. Same thing. If you're noticing a fan, it's probably a problem. The possibly inebriated bros who have something written on their chest at a basketball game, all for it. That's awesome. That's celebrating the team. But calling Kevin Durant names, paying so much attention to who Justin Fields is following on Instagram, I can't get behind this stuff. And this has probably been a half hour of get off my lawn, but that's okay. If one person can get something out of this, good. If not, I just ranted for a half hour and you guys might like me less. It's fine. But fans have too much access to players, and we care too much about athletes. We care too much. You can love an athlete for your team. We care too much about who they are as people. We really do. We've got to relax. Sports are great. Be happy. Root for players. We don't need to know the ins and outs of their lives. We don't need to know who they're following on Instagram. We don't need to feel so close to them that we think we can call them names. And we certainly don't need to be knocking them over when we're trying to celebrate our team and hurting them. Athletes are humans, oftentimes rich humans. Let's treat them like they're humans. Find Taking On Sports on social media. You can find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook. Also, you can, you know, share a comment about however you feel about this. Do you have a way to fix any of these things? Let me know. Let us know. You can find us on Spotify. All you have to do is search Taking On Sports. We'll start talking to some NCAA tournament stuff over the next couple of weeks. And of course, when the NCAA tournament bracket comes out on that Sunday, Selection Sunday, we will give you a full bracket breakdown. It's going to be a couple hours long. It's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. We'll have all the guys in. We'll pick a bracket. It's going to be a good time. I'm Brad Gressens, Taking On Sports.